Get ready for a podcast from Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
Joining us again from distance, although this time they are in Ōtepoti, which is very exciting. We are talking to the DCC Director of Library Services, and we have Sarah Gallagher here on the line to talk about the City Council's new Safe Space Initiative and the importance of libraries. You know, libraries are a great place, not only in school, but out in the big wide world. Good morning to you, Sarah. How are we doing?
Okay, thanks for having me on, Zach.
Oh, I'm very happy. My pleasure. Where are you coming to us from?
I'm sitting in the rather magnificent Dunedin Public Library on the second floor, round by the CDs. That's where my office is.
Nice. What was your first core memory of being in a library? When was that?
Oh, my God, great question. Probably the South New Brighton Public Library in Christchurch, which is where I grew up. And it was a little sort of stripped classical public building. I just remember doing a lot of lying on the floor reading Asterix comics.
Oh, Asterix, I love Asterix and Obelisk, man.
Absolutely my favourite.
My goodness.
and the South New Brighton School Library as well, which was my first library job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I've got a long history of working in libraries.
Big fan, I can tell, yeah. Now, you're just sitting around the corner from the CDs you mentioned. You got any favourite picks from that CD library at the library?
Oh, gosh. Geez. So many to choose from. we've got heaps, actually. My own personal faves. I'm going to have to think about that for a second.
We can come back to that. We can circle back to that. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You, as I mentioned before, are the Director of Library Services at the DCC, the Dunedin City Council. It's been a big year for library services, with the South Dunedin Library and Community Complex, Te Whata o Kaituna, opening up in the South D area. What's the reception been like that? What's the reception been like for that library?
It's been absolutely incredible, absolutely incredible. I mean, a lot of your listeners may not know that this library has been wanted in the community for a generation. So since the 80s, I think it was 1989 that the St Kilda Borough became part of the Dunedin City Council.
Whoa.
So yeah. So a lot of our little suburbs used to basically run themselves. You know, they were what we called boroughs, and they had their own councils. And some of these, only joined the Dunedin City fairly recently. So there's been a library wanted out there for a really long time, and it's finally happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the Whakawātea on the 1st of September, which meant that marked the handover of the building from Naylor Love, the construction peeps, to the DCC, and that meant that our library kaimahi could move in and start actually populating the space with people. The furniture came in, all the books came in, had a brand new, specially curated collection of 24,000 books for that library.
Oh my God.
As well as all the amazing other stuff that's going on there. So we've got this incredible makerspace and also a recording studio.
Oh, mate, well, you're speaking my language right now. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So when we actually had the opening on the 27th of September, Otago Access Radio came down and they broadcast live from there, which was really wicked.
Mm.
And we had hundreds of people come through. I think within the first couple of days, we had 200 new members join the library. And last check, which was a couple of weeks ago, we've had a total of 400 new people join our public libraries. So joining at South D means that you've got access to all of the libraries in our system. There's 6 libraries and 2 book buses. And just to give you an idea of how popular South Dunedin Library is, within the first 3 days, we'd issued about 2,000 items. So it was cranking.
Mate, yeah,
and,
busy.
Yeah, in last month alone, there were 13,000 items issued just at South D.
Wow.
At City, it was 45,000.
Wow.
And we did wonder, oh, wow, I wonder if, you know, because we're not too far apart geographically, right? And thought, oh, maybe, you know, people will be trying out South D, absolutely, testing it out. It might not be their usual library. But we were only 2,000 down. Like October last year was 47,000 issues at City.
True.
Yeah, yeah. So we have over a million visitors a year, and that's counting people coming in real life or people, you know, engaging with our online services. We've got masses of digital digital collections as well. Yeah, so I'd really recommend, you know, students, if you're not a member of the public library, it's free.
You know, yeah.
And, you know, the university library and the public library, we're complimentary, but we have a lot of different stuff that you could probably really make use of.
Totally. Before we get talking about this new Safe Space initiative, I want to just mention, across the country this year, you can find news stories of councils cutting funding to their library, i.e. the heritage Taitapu Library just south of Christchurch, which is a gorgeous library, kind of a heritage library. It's down to opening 2 hours three times a week. There's stories about this happening in Horowhenua, Christchurch, and Pōneke. Why is the DCC not following suit and instead investing in libraries? You know, what do they see as a benefit that other councils don't?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that happening in other areas, but I'm meeting with members of library managers and directors from around the South Island next week, actually, so I'll ask about that. Look, our council really values our library services and the work that we do for the people of the city. In fact, are you familiar with the Local Government Systems Improvement Amendment Bill, which is just going through at the moment?
No,
well,
not.
It actually defines what a core service is. And council's role is to prioritise core services when they're spending. And, you know, in the news we're hearing a lot about that being referred to as infrastructure. So, you know, pipes and streets and that sort of thing, and that stuff's all really important, but as well as that, core services includes libraries, museums, reserves and other recreational facilities. So yeah, just an important thing to keep in mind. So actually it's you know, it's incumbent on councils to provide those services, and that means, you know, those services cost money. So if you look at our 9-year plan, which is available on the DCC's website, you'll see that there is consistent funding for the library across the next 9 years.
Awesome. Awesome. Yep. And these new libraries, well, the new library and the, I guess, old library, they are a new safe space. As in late October, the council rolled out their safe space initiative, whereby certain places, including retailers, hospo places, and a great deal of council-owned venues, have a sticker in their window that indicates to the public that they are safe if you are someone experiencing distress and or seeking support or assistance. Do you think that the library has kind of always served that purpose of being a bit of a refuge?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, the there's lots of, you know, really, you know, brilliant quotes out there from famous people who spent their misplaced youths and childhoods in libraries and have ended up coming out the other side and doing amazing things. The libraries are here for everybody, everyone and everybody, no matter, you know, what your experience of life is. People tend to think of books when they think of libraries, and they're certainly, you know, the most perfect technology in the world. but we do a lot more than that too. We are spaces where people can just come and be themselves. They can be part of a community without even having to interact with anyone. We put on events. We provide space for people who want to run events, to host events. At the moment, we've got a lot of school kids coming in to study, and we provide extra tables to create more spaces for them. It's really a service which sees people right through their entire life course, with the our friends of the library, which is the Dunedin Public Libraries Association, which was involved in this library getting set up in 1908, we run a Books for Babies program. So every new baby that is born in Dunedin gets a present from the library. That's done in association with the Friends and University Bookshop. But, you know, right through to one of my colleagues runs a program with a dementia group. So we also have a really important home service, a home delivery service for people who are housebound who can't come to the library, and the librarians will interview them about what they like to read and set them up with a specially curated bag of goodies which volunteers deliver to them. So, you know, our libraries are online 24/7. We've got six of them across the Dunedin metropolitan area, and we've got two book buses as well that drive out to specific spots and have little communities that all gather around them as well. Being a safe space is incredibly important. We want everybody to feel welcome here. We have expectations of behaviour, obviously, and on the whole, people stick to that, which is really good. Being part of the Safer Spaces initiative is really important because it is just inherently what we do, but it's important that people are aware that we are. It's important for the other retailers who are part of this to realise that the library is part of this as well.
Yeah, for sure. Staff at Certified Safe Spaces have been provided guidance on how to help people who are in distress or seeking support while they're in these spaces. What does that guidance look like from someone who works at one of those spaces' point of view?
Yeah, for sure. So Business South, who's one of the partners involved in this group, they organised this, I understand, and they were certainly the people who were going around and talking with the retailers. So, for example, I can just read off the sheet to you. So this is some guidelines for retailers offering a safe space. Just a reminder to stay calm, kind and reassuring, to listen, not to assume. There's more points under each of these headings. I'm just going to read headings.
No, fair enough.
To know when to escalate the situation. So, you know, if someone's who to contact, basically. And the sticker has got 111 and 105 numbers on to remind people. You know, avoid taking the situation into your own hands, to document the interaction, to talk to their staff around how they will deal with situations, and to be a trusted adult. So I think it's important for people to, you know, just keep an eye out for where the safe spaces are and, you know, maybe pop into the shop and say hi or just be aware of where they are. So if you did end up in a situation where you need one, then it, you know, will feel a bit more natural going in. I'd like to think, you know, every retailer in Dunedin would welcome someone in distress. I guess what the sticker tells anybody that needs it is that these people are prepared and ready.
And they will listen to you.
And they know what
to
do. And there's a process for them to be able to assist.
Well, that's you know, it's such a cool thing to have for people to know, I guess, off the bat, because if you're in distress, you probably have your senses a bit fuzzy and you might not, you know, assume the best. But if you can see this sticker, you're going to know that place is safe, you know.
That's right. It's a bit of a signal. It's a reminder, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I want to thank you for coming on the program today, Sarah, and talking to me about the good stuff the library does and this new Safe Space initiative. Do you have any final thoughts or words you'd like to leave our lovely listeners with?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not already a member of the library, come and join us. You can sign up online if you just want to borrow from us digitally. And we've got a fantastic exhibition on at the moment. It just opened last week. It's on the third floor of the library in the Reed Gallery. And it's of some absolute treasures from the collection of A.H. Reed. We're celebrating what would have been his 150th birthday. If you've never seen a page from the Gutenberg Bible, from the very beginning of movable type, basically the internet of the 15th century. You can see a piece of that printing in this exhibition.
Awesome. I love old stuff, man. I recently saw the Hawkins old photos exhibit, which is pretty nuts.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? It's really good. Yeah. Surprise, surprise. I have the book. It's beautiful. Yeah.
You strike me as somewhat of a historian.
Oh, yeah. I've done a little bit of that. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the program, Sarah.
Thank you, Zach. Anytime.
No worries. Cheers, man.
Ka kite.
All right, folks. That was Sarah Gallagher, the DCC Library Services Director, talking to me about the DCC's new Safe Space Initiative, which was rolled out in late October. If you want to find more information about safe spaces, just in case you are in a situation where you might need one, there's a pretty good ODT article. There's a range of retailers and hospital people around the city who will have these new safe space stickers in their window. There's a lot of council-owned venues who have the same. If you're ever in distress and need support or need someone to walk you through what you're going through, in case something happens, we never know what happens. All right.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.